The Micron Theatre Company come back to Nottinghamshire in June. A couple of chances to see them, once in Beeston at the Victoria Hotel and once at the Hearty Goodfellow in Southall. And two different shows that you can see, so no excuses for not getting out to see them. And you'll know, I think, if you've followed Micron, that they are unique in that they travel the country by narrow boat. Pete Toon is general manager with Micron. Pete, you better just explain how this came about. It's been happening for quite a few years now. What was the brief potted history of Micron?
Brief potted history, blimey. 39 years of touring by narrow boat. It's our 40th year next year. Basically, in a nutshell, there was a team of actors back way back when in the 70s that were doing the kind of London theatre circuit and voiceovers and all the things that we actors do. And thought that, you know, touring outside of towns would be a good idea. They had a narrowboat holiday and they stuck the two together, and it really is as potted as that. And we're still doing it 39 years down the line. You know, non-theatre venues, canal side, riverside during the summer. And then we also do a road tour in the autumn, which can take us everywhere. We're going up to Scotland this year and down to Wiltshire and all sorts. So we really do what it says on the tin, you know, small-scale touring to places that don't have access to professional theatre, basically. Yeah.
So it's not dogmatically that you will only play places that are on a canal or a riverside?
No, I mean, it was years ago, but what we're finding now with the change in, certainly in rural pubs and the demise of the kind of village local, which is what we rely on that Waterways tour, because obviously we cut through rural England, literally all over the country. You know, those have either been shut down or taken over by big chains that just don't have room for us. So what we've had to do is move with the times and find new venues. So what we do now is a lot of, I mean, the core work is by boat in the summer, but we still would do, you know, a local village hall or whatever if it was just a hop from the canal. And certainly with, you know, the Hearty Goodfellow, it's not canal side, but what we can do is get the team to a non-canal side venue.
Yeah, I wondered about that. The Hearty Goodfellow, which is on Church Street in Southall, and it's the 7th of June that you're there, because it's not that close to water. I didn't know if you got the boat as close as possible and then used a hand cart to get people through.
That'd be great. I think Equity might have an issue with that, but with that particular one, we will have to cheat and use the van. I mean, the van will be down in the area because the team have only just got on the boat. They've only been out on tour for about a week by then anyway, so it won't be a massive pull on resources, and it will be around the area, you know. We try to do it by boat because it's greener as well. You know, it's one of those things of we're all fuel conscious, and especially the price of diesel at the moment, you know, the boat's a much more efficient way of touring the country, really.
Oh, you've moved on from the horse then?
Yeah, just not much more. We haven't got many more horsepower on the boat than we would have had 150 years ago, but yeah, only slightly moved on.
Now, is there a reason other than the greenness and the fact that you can travel much of the country without clogging up the roads by narrowboat, but is there any artistic reason why a narrowboat is a good thing to base a theatre company on?
I mean, from an artistic point of view, you've got the obvious thing of having four actor musicians that live, tour, work together. And it does mean that, I mean, it is a love-hate thing with the job. You know, you either do love it or you hate it. You don't get middle ground because of the close proximity, because of the rural touring. You know, there's only four actor musicians on the tour that do everything. So, it does bring you together, without a doubt, as a cast. But also, you've got, you know, our thing is small, and, you know, it means that we've not got a juggernaut following us with thousands of lights and set and things, and it brings a much more immediate connection with audiences because we don't have any trickery. You know, you've got four actors playing 30 characters and 20 instruments, and away they go. You know, there's none of the barriers, and that was the main artistic reason for doing it, is breaking down. You know, it's not a conventional theatre space, so people can sit and eat a picnic while they're watching, sit in the pub and have a pint. You know, there's none of those, for want of a better word, those kind of barriers that a conventional theatre would put in front of you. You know, people get dressed up to go to the theatre, don't they? Whereas you don't need to do that with Micron, because a lot of people jump off their boats after being boating all day and just see the show. And it's a much more immediate, and it gets your message across, I think, much cleanly. You know, sorry, in a much better way, in a much clearer way.
I was thinking there must be some efficiency, because you can't carry massive props nor special effects units or anything
really.
Absolutely. There's limited. You have to think carefully about everything that you take.
You do, and actually, in our world, you know, it's often easier to use a bit of kit these days. So, you know, with a theatre performance, if you're struggling to get something across, you just stick a projector up, you know, and back project in a theatre and get an image or a video piece. We can't do that. So, I mean, our